Let's get on to our next story. A report by the Institute of Race Relations has found that most government schools are inferior, not because of a shortage of money, but due to corruption, ideological dogma, and also incompetent bureaucrats. Now, that's a very strong statement to make, and I think the Basic Education Minister just sat up in the chair. The IRR says parents and not politicians should run schools, noting very poor results. So let's unpack this. On the line is researcher at the Institute for Race Relations, Marius Roots. Good afternoon, Marius. Welcome to the Midday Report.
All right.
So take us through your study and explain why governments or others are failing the system.
Well, even though South Africa, we have the resources to have a good schools, state school system, we found that about 80% of our state schools are failing, and they're not giving kids the opportunity to get a good start for in schooling, to get an opportunity to succeed late in life in the working world or at university. Part of it is because, as you said, trade unions and issues around politicians and so on. And our research has found if parents are more involved in the running of a school, then results are generally better.
What do you mean by ideological dogma?
Well, we saw it, what happened at Wervervaal, where 55 kids wanted to study in English. Panyazila Sufi wanted to force them into the school, even though there were schools that English-speaking schools that had space for these kids. The principle that these two schools were threatened with dismissal and lose their pension benefits if they didn't say that their schools were full. Obviously, when it comes to language, Afrikaans is sometimes used to exclude others, but in this case, it was obviously not that. This was not a case of that. This was where there was an attempt to force a school to take kids that didn't have space for, simply on the basis of the race of that, or the language of that school.
Did he really have a choice, though?
Excuse me?
Did he have a choice? Did he have a choice when it came down to that? You call it ideological dogma, but did he have a choice?
Well, there were two other schools in the area which did have space. As I said, the two principals came out afterwards and admitted that they were threatened with dismissal if they didn't say that the schools were full.
Right. So, in other words, you're saying the politicians should butt out and communities should step in. How should communities then become involved? What should they do?
We need to strengthen the position of governing bodies. We need to make sure where people are perhaps would struggle to be involved in the running of schools, we need to be, give them whatever support is possible, whether that's through the government or civil society organizations. People who can serve on governing bodies, they don't need to be a lawyer or a CEO. Anybody who has interest in the the future of a child and the running of a school should be involved.
Now, too much politicking, not enough learning. Maths and science. I mean, maths specifically in Gauteng, a nightmare. Not over 40% of matriculants are actually passing. What is the solution for maths?
Well, I think we need to look at, we just need to make sure that teachers are actually in class teaching, and that we are ensuring that kids are getting the right skills to pass maths. I mean, this is obviously easier said than done, but this is something that we definitely need to concentrate on. I mean, getting a good pass in maths is obviously a good indicator of how well you'll do at university and then later on in the working world.
Yeah. All right, let's leave it there. Researcher at the IRR, Marius Roots, thanks for coming on to the Midday Report.